You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, here we are. It is Monday, but you know what we do around here. We make Mondays great. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Well, the answer is always yes. There it is. Still weaning myself off of stimulants. Well, not stimulants, plural. Yeah. But
because caffeine's not going away.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, no. Yeah, and I even cut back on that. And
really?
I shouldn't have done both at the same time.
Oh, maybe. No.
But here we are. Hey, Joe Biden has an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. Now, listen. Again, I'm not a doctor, but I could play one on the radio. If he indeed has this, he's had it. I don't care how aggressive you tell me it is and how far advanced it is now. Mm-hmm. He was the president of the United States a year ago. Okay?
Yeah.
They get really significant health screenings done all the time. There's the official ones, and then there's other ones that are done all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they decided to make it public now, but this is not, to me, it is not new. In fact, maybe he even tipped his hand in the past.
The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
What?
Yeah.
He just said so many people like he's in there?
The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
2 years
wow.
ago.
Mm-hmm. That was 2 years ago.
Blaming it on oil, which is, again, no surprise.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, again, it's Biden, so it'll be very easy, and I think they're already going down this path. Oh, you know, that was when he was starting to slip. That was one of those glitches, one of those Biden glitches. You know, it's just Joe being Joe, putting himself into the story, even though he's really not in the middle of it. Well, I beg to differ on this one. I think that he knew it. I think he let it slip accidentally. It just came out. But it... You know, as Hillary Clinton would say, at this point, what difference does it make? He's an elderly man, and he's got prostate cancer.
That's not unusual.
No, it's not unusual at all. Now, the fact that they're claiming that it's, you know, highly aggressive, well, most people have it, and it moves very, very slowly, and many men, when they find out that they have it, depending on their age, choose not to treat it or treat it in a very significant way, because chances are it's not the prostate cancer that's going to kill them. They'll die from other causes before that takes a hold. And that's true in many, many cases. Now, again, I'm not his doctor. I haven't seen his medical records. I don't know. But this aggressive form that he has supposedly has a 5-year survival rate of between 30% and 40%. It's characterized by a Gleason score of 9 and a grade group 5 with bone metastasis. And that's the thing, is obviously, you know, it is that far advanced that it is showing up in his bones. Yeah, that is very serious, and that's the highest risk of spread, which it's already spread, apparently, according to the information. Biden also presenting with urinary symptoms, another sign that the cancer is advanced. Prostate cancer often presents asymptomatic. It doesn't show any symptoms in its early stages. So I just, again, nobody wants anybody to get cancer.
Right.
And so hopefully he'll, you know, get the treatment that he needs. He probably has been being treated for it to some extent, I would think. And are we really shocked that when we saw his physical and mental abilities decline quickly over a period of 4 years? I mean, I guess we shouldn't be shocked that his body would be, you know, prone to allowing cancer to develop.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, it's sad, but nobody wishes that on anybody. 80% of men over the age of 80 have some prostate cancer cells in their body, according to Mark Siegel, the doctor that's on Fox News. Hmm. So, yeah, 80% of men over 80, the 80-80 rule.
Okay.
It'd be really surprising if they weren't doing a very close screening on this, because everybody knows in the medical community that this is the one cancer in men you really look out for. Yeah, of course. I mean, like I said, Mark Siegel's a doctor, and he knows more about it. But sometimes they decide to do more than one therapy. There is hormone therapy, and apparently this kind of cancer responds well to hormone therapy. And then they could radiate the lesion that's found on the bone, or remove the prostate altogether. So that's kind of where we're at on that. But again, it's probably another type of cover-up, which is, when you think of it from this perspective, let's just say they couldn't push Biden out. He runs. He wins.
Mm-hmm.
Now we find out he's dying.
So had he won then, would he have continued to run with Kamala? And then would he step down and she would become the president?
Or he may pass.
If, right.
And then naturally it would.
Sure.
Go to Kamala.
A lot of what-ifs there, aren't there?
Well, it kind of makes you think that there were at least some factions that sounds like they wanted Kamala to be the president. Easier to, I don't know how it could be easier to manipulate than Joe, but
yeah,
I guess it's a different kind of approach, you know, use the more the power hungry type thing. Well, but Joe, he wanted to really, I guess, line his pockets was his biggest deal, at least it appears to be. Anyway, you know, we wish him the best. Republican strategist Mark Bednar assured Breitbart News that Congress's big, beautiful budget bill is still being worked on and is not dead in the water, as the establishment media has reported. So, yeah, they're still working on this thing. There's been some victories along the way. There's obviously been some roadblocks, but the big, beautiful bill apparently is still alive. And we'll talk to Nanette Holt about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:05 approximately. We'll do that. All right. And coming up, transparency into the whole Russia thing. Cash Patel sharing at least some information on that. And a whole lot more coming your way. Local things going on as well. It is 6:15. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we're making Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Monday. We're going to make it great. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, live and loco. You betcha. It is 6:20 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. What a great weekend. What a hot weekend.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me? I mean, the middle of May, and man, it felt like deep into August, didn't it? Still managed to have a fantastic time. Gainesville Harley and the doing the whole hog roast thing, 24th annual. Just met some really great people out there. Thanks for your awesome support. And all the proceeds went to benefit the Rotary. And Sweet Meats was, they were
yummy.
The folks. Yeah, putting together man. The full whole hog barbecue and all the sides. And did you try that corn thin? I don't know what it's called. I apologize. But
yes.
Kind of a corn salad, I guess.
Yes, it was awesome.
Boy, I had some kick to it.
It did. I don't know what was in it, but
it was great.
It bit you back a little bit.
I liked that.
Had that, the mac and cheese, and the barbecue, and with a little bit of the sauce on it.
Yep.
Oh, it was awesome.
Now, I didn't know about the different sauces that they put the sweet on mine.
Yeah, whatever the main was right there at the end.
You liked it?
Yes, I did.
See,
I
would like it a tad less the sweet, although
okay.
I have to say it was not bad. I'm not saying it was bad.
Oh, it was yummy.
Just, I would have turned down the sweetness down a notch, but they are called Sweet Meat. So it was kind of like, maybe that's more like how they do it. I don't know.
I was trying to describe to Jen this whole corn thing. I didn't even remember everything that was in it to describe it, but it's like maybe some onions. I don't even remember. Maybe somebody who works there will let us know. But
yeah,
it was good.
Oh, it was very good. Yeah. Everything was good, and everybody had a good time. Oh, and the band, Branford Highway.
They were amazing.
They really were.
They were.
I mean, they played a great eclectic mix of rock and roll. They did, like, Fox on the Run.
It was
then
great.
They did The Who, and I mean, nailed it. And they're a three-piece band.
You'd never know.
Sound like they were seven pieces or more.
They were great.
Sounded like it was a whole full chicken dinner.
Yeah.
But it was a good time, and Greg was out, and that was nice, and got to say hello to a lot of very just great people. I mean, people literally coming up, shaking my hand, listen to you forever, haven't had a chance to meet you. I mean, I've been here 23 years. If you still got people that, you know, hey, man, I just wanted to put a face with a voice and all that, I got to tell you, it made my day, and I know Greg had fun.
Oh, yeah.
GTO Troy was out there.
Oh, I like his new bike.
Yes.
That was sharp.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's enjoying it as well.
Yeah.
But back to my original thing. Hot.
Wow. Yeah.
I saw a thing where a cold front, I don't know if you can really call it that, is going to move down Thursday. But when I looked at the line, it's like, it's going to be right up to right over there.
You can see it, but won't feel it. Is that what?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, it never makes it quite all the way. You know, it might touch the Florida-Georgia border there, but not much past that.
That much.
Yeah. So we'll see. A little break wouldn't be bad because we are above average highs and lows
but
for this time of year.
We can't complain. I mean, tornadoes and hail in the Midwest, like, you know, end of last
damage.
Week. Was bad, very bad.
Yeah, would you say that one of the tornadoes, I guess, was a mile wide and,
at one point,
ran for like 22
minutes? Miles or something, yeah.
That is, I can't even fathom, a mile wide.
Yeah.
A mile wide.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if a river's a mile wide, that's like, I don't really want to swim that, and I'm not even sure I could. And you have a tornado that size?
That's huge.
How do you get out of the way? You can't.
No.
All right, also, just to kind of recap, the president has had a hugely, wildly successful Middle East tour, if you will, both really from a business trip perspective and I think working toward peace. I just think he nailed it. And this from Rebecca Grant and Fox News. President Donald J. Trump's Middle East swing was one big, beautiful business trip, like the one big, beautiful spending bill we'll talk about in a bit. But American foreign policy will never be the same. As we saw over and over again, Trump believes international relations work best when they consist of sharp-elbowed business deals. When countries are busy trading, launching construction projects, developing stuff, AI, for instance, then ideology and military confrontation diminish and tolerance thrives. Of course, Trump's battering of the Houthis with aircraft carriers and bombers greatly facilitated the trip. But make no mistake, this is peace through strength, economic strength, commerce, not conflict. You know, if you go back to 1967, when the U.S. Navy was protecting oil tankers from Iran, Trump spent $95,000 on a full-page ad in the New York Times to tell America to stop paying to defend countries that can afford to defend themselves. 1987.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are protective of Saudi Arabia. They should pay for it. He said that on Larry King on CNN, September 2nd, 1987. 40 years later, as a second-term president, Trump has swept away tenets that drove American foreign policy for the last 100 years. Woodrow Wilson, making the world safe for democracy as he led America into World War I in 1917, gone. Foreign aid, soft power culture projects, over with. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and President Barack Obama rabble-rousing the Arab Spring of 2011 and ditching friends like Hosni Mubarak of Egypt. Not anymore. And you already know the new deal with NATO, an alliance dating back from 1949. Going forward, America will remain the lead security partner, deterring Russia, but trade deals will be squaring up. So this is good news. It's a great recap. And strength through economic power. Mm. can be utilized as well. I love it. Adding to the shock and awe, Trump expanded the roster of his national security team for his away game. Yep, he had secretaries of state, defense, treasury, and commerce, joined by businessmen. Elon Musk, OpenAI CEO, Sam Altman, NVIDIA CEO, Jensen Huang, Boeing CEO, Kathy Ortberg, GE Aerospace. I mean, the list goes on. And not a moment too soon. For it's the rise of China and the technology threat of AI that has made Trump's shift urgent. And the folks in the Middle East, I think, are aware of this.
What's real?
What is this, turf? Fake grass? I will not putt on fake grass, okay?
It's hard to know anymore.
An impossible burger. Is this a fake burger? Fake meat? Fake news, fake polling, I expect. But fake meat? That's gone too far.
Reality updates every half hour on the Sky.
How can I keep America great when there's fake meat? I will make meat great again, believe me.
The news station, 97.3, The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you need to know,
mass deportation,
people who don't put America first,
you need the Sky.
Tariffs will be coupled with deregulation and tax cuts
everywhere.
Deliver the hallmark of President Trump's agenda.
The news station,
News Talk
97.3, The Sky.
It is, let's call it 6:37 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're making Mondays great. It's what we do. Leah Melissa Gibson, 49, arrested the other day. What was it? The 18th. Yeah. So the 17th, Saturday, for allegedly chasing a neighbor into her apartment and hitting her with a vacuum cleaner.
Ooh. Wow, that's not very nice.
GPD had to respond to that. Gibson got into an argument, apparently, with a neighbor at the Bivens Cove Apartments on 13th Street, engaged in a physical fight. After the fight, Gibson reportedly left the area for about 5 minutes and then came back and argued with the victim again. Wow. Gibson allegedly followed the victim into the victim's apartment while holding a vacuum cleaner and hit the victim in the back with a vacuum cleaner while the victim fled toward the back of the apartment. The officer reported that doorbell camera video shows Gibson running away from the victim's apartment holding a now broken vacuum cleaner.
That really sucks. Well, actually, it won't anymore, I guess, maybe.
Post-Miranda, Gibson reportedly said she never entered the victim's apartment but threw the vacuum cleaner at the victim from the doorway of her own apartment. And she later reportedly said she was halfway between the two apartments when she threw the vacuum cleaner at the victim. The officer reported that pieces of the victim were located well into the apartment. Like I said, they already had the footage from the doorbell camera. Mm-hmm. Gibson has been charged with burglary, with battery. She has no local criminal history. And so they set the bail at $5,000. And community service could involve vacuuming, possibly, at a local community center.
Wow.
But vacuum will be provided since she
broke
hers.
Well, so as long as you don't go into someone else's apartment, it's okay. You can just, the feeling here is you can just throw it at them.
If you can throw it at them.
Hmm. And they thought it was okay.
Yeah, I don't think that that would be okay either.
No.
Wow. There was a bombing over the weekend. You hear about this? Palm Springs. They found out who they believe the guy was behind it. Guy is accurate. Guy Edward Bartkus, 25, of 29 Palms, California, identified by authorities as setting off a car bomb outside of an IVF clinic on Saturday, you know, where they do that in vitro type stuff. The 25-year-old man that authorities say is responsible for bombing the fertility clinic in Palm Springs, a self-proclaimed pro-mortalist. Pro-mortalist.
That's a new one for me.
And believe that people should not be brought into the world without their own consent. Huh. Okay. How do you do that? Embryo, wow. We're talking to you, Embryo.
Yeah.
Miss Embryo, listen when we are addressing you.
But remember, you had one of these wacko women, I guess, maybe a year or two ago, saw a video that kind of went viral, suing her parents because she had not been, basically, she didn't want to come into this world, and nobody asked. And so she was suing her parents.
Yeah, I guess this is the same kind of mindset.
Yeah.
But the
mindset being very...
Yeah,
generous.
Like, what do you mean without your consent? How would anybody know whether you've consented or not? It's just, wow. I mean, I'm telling you.
Do you know how this works, people?
People are getting kookier and kookier.
Yeah.
He's from the area, 29 Palms, not too far away from where the bombing took place. Allegedly set off the car bomb Saturday near American Reproductive Center Fertility Clinic, killing himself and injuring four others. Play with bombs.
Yeah.
And you could get blowed up. But, okay, so he's going after a fertility clinic, so that I would imagine he's not pro-life, right?
Well, if it's a fertility clinic, I mean, he just doesn't seem to be liking the way they're getting here. It would be my initial impression.
Yeah, he's kind of, I guess if you have to coin use a phrase we're familiar with, anarchist, I guess would be kind of what he's about.
Or was, yeah.
He reportedly wrote in writings and recordings that he opposed the idea of bringing people into the world against their will. The writings he left behind were anti-pro-life. pro-life, according to one of the U.S. attorneys who had some information on it. And this was a targeted attack against the IVF facility. And make no mistake, we are treating this, as I said yesterday, as an intentional act of terrorism. The FBI described Bartkus as having nihilistic ideation. So that kind of goes along with that, you know, well, kill, destroy, doesn't believe in government, whatever. I mean, just, I don't know, NB? Nutbag?
I'm thinking so.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And apparently, they believe that he attempted to live stream the bombing on social media, you know, for greater effect and so that he can be more infamous. Authorities are also looking to know possible manifesto that Bartkus wrote as part of their investigation. I saw a photo of him. And he does look like one of those dead-eyed, I don't know, kind of incel
soulless
types. Soulless. And it's almost like they all come, they all look somewhat similar.
Yes.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. You're right.
And you can just tell. I mean, well, maybe you can't tell. Because what happens is you look at a picture and I tell you that, you know, he saved a, you know, five-year-old kid in a swimming pool drowning accident. You look at him like, wow, he looks like a little hero.
Yeah.
So I knew the story before I saw him. So the tendency is, yes, you're going in with a bias. But they do. They look like these, I don't know what you would call them, creepy. They appear creepy, yet they also appear benign.
Right.
Well, clearly he was not benign. The car bombing happened just before 11 a.m. Saturday, North Indian Canyon Drive. According to city officials, damaged nearby businesses and residential properties and pieces of his car were thrown hundreds of feet into the air and several blocks away. So we're talking about pretty powerful explosive. The FBI and other law enforcement personnel are gathering evidence, of course. Bartkus was driving a 2010 Silver Ford Fusion. Fusion, interesting when you're dealing with explosives. And officials believe that they are aware of when he entered Palm Springs. They're seeking public's help in finding out where he was in the city right before the attack took place. Apparently no criminal records, bankruptcies, sexual offenses were immediately found. And he was a resident, like I said, 29 Palms, a city in San Bernardino County, about 60 miles from Palm Springs. The FBI and other law enforcement personnel gathered and continue to, I guess, gather information and continue to investigate.
You're putting a Band-Aid on the problem.
Now, 10 p.m.
The bigger problem being a government that spends too much, that has too much regulation, that doesn't prioritize manufacturing first.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show, available on podcast. All you have to do is download it wherever you normally would. Spotify will work, Apple and all that. Also, Odyssey, that app. But you download it, you click on subscribe, and you never miss a minute of the show.
So what's this boat kick you're on there, Bob?
Mexico President Claudia Sheinbaum publicly mourned the loss of two sailors who were killed in Saturday's tragic Brooklyn Bridge crash. If you're not aware of it, this was the old-fashioned, what they call the tall ships with the big sails.
The big mast
coming
up
into
there.
Yeah, New York Harbor. It was a Mexican Navy ship with over 270 people aboard, and apparently it lost power. It couldn't navigate and crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound familiar? What was the last?
I know.
Wasn't there a big boat in like Baltimore in that harbor that lost power and couldn't control and hit you know,
yeah,
where one of the main spans was, and that whole bridge was destroyed.
I think they are saying steering on this one, which is interesting because you can see, because the good thing about cell phones, obviously, is you got camera angles from everywhere. Mm-hmm. And when you're looking at the perspective of the people that are on the little dock, the shore there, you can see that it's turning towards them. And they realize that. And
the people reacted.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
And you would think that if you're the captain of that ship, just like if you're a truck driver, you would know the height of your truck.
Yeah.
And you would make yourself aware of any areas or where bridges may not be that high.
And this wasn't even close.
No. No, it wasn't. And again, I saw a tugboat that was on the scene, like maybe attempting to help maneuver or whatever, but it came on the scene, or at least appeared, came maybe kind of late. But depending on how you feel about this kind of thing, and I don't know, but you know, if there was an attempt, let's just say, to do a greater deal of damage, you would want to hit more and where that was like an open span,
right,
where it would be weaker. But it looks like, I don't know if the tugboat had an effect on it or not, but it kind of steered into more the pilings that were quite substantial, so substantial indeed, that's where people were able to stand on them, you know, the cement protruding outwardly, you know, several dozen feet. But still, a large ship like that coming at you, doesn't look like it's stopping.
Yeah. No. Scary stuff.
The Mexican Navy said in a post that it was an Academy training vessel, and said a total of 22 people were injured, 19 needed medical treatment, and Sheinbaum, the Mexican president, she sent her condolences to the loved ones of the two deceased crew members. We're deeply saddened by the loss of two crew members on that training ship, the loss of lives, unfortunate accident in New York Harbor, etc. Yeah, of course it's sad and unexpected and weird, because isn't it supposed to be more, it's like a very celebration type event, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
had lights all over it. Very good, cool looking boat.
Yeah. The initial, an initial report was that the pilot of the ship had lost power due to a mechanical problem. Officials cautioned information was preliminary. Video shows the tugboat was close to the boat at the time of the crash. And this ship was 297 feet long, 40 feet wide. So it's big. It sailed for the very first time in 1982, and the vessel's main mast has a height of 160 feet. So, taller than what would fit underneath that span.
I still can't get over the fact that the Mexican president's name is Sheinbaum. It just doesn't sound right, does it?
No, you're right. It's just, yeah, it's different. Maybe it's they needed some diversity. You got your Rodriguez's and your Gonzalez's.
We got them everywhere.
We're tired of all that.
That's right.
Give us a good old Sheinbaum, huh?
I know. I chuckle in my brain every time you say that. I'm like, it just doesn't seem right.
Well, the weather was extremely hot here over the weekend, and I guess better to have very hot temperatures than to have, tornadoes and super severe storms. And that's what tore through U.S. states like Missouri, Kentucky, Virginia. 25 people at least dead. Homes were leveled. Businesses knocked out. A lot of power knocked out. At least 18 people were killed in Kentucky. And those were storms that hit on Friday night, according to the governor, Andy Beshear. Two people also killed by falling trees in Virginia. It's just wild in the size of that tornado that we talked about earlier. Huge, huge tornadoes. And they say St. Louis, five people were killed in St. Louis in what authorities said was one of the worst storms in their history. And two in Scott County. Where's Scott County at?
I don't even know that one.
Huh.
Yeah. Sad thing about the thing in St. Louis, not that it's good no matter where it hits, but a lot of the areas that were hit were North City, which you've got a lot of poor folks anyway, you know.
So why do you need poor people?
That's my point. They don't have a lot anyway, and now you're ripping the roof off their house?
Right.
That's really sad.
In one neighborhood, apparently, a church was heavily damaged. Rescue workers were treating victims near the building. I mean, just a horrific scene. And
That's a friend of mine is a pastor at that church. He has several churches in the St. Louis area that he works with, and there's a school involved, and that's a really nice. Was it one of these old white stone church buildings from like 100 years ago or whatever?
Oh, wow.
And then some newer stuff attached to it. And he had been kind of running that as one of his inner city ministries.
So, and you think about, you know, some of these older churches surviving so much and then
damaged in a
storm like that.
Storm like that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, yeah, we can complain about the heat. That's not nearly as treacherous as some of the stuff that's that people have been experiencing. And then we've got, you know, the Palm Springs guy Edward Butkus, 25, that, you know, attempted to blow up an IVF clinic, blew up pretty much most of his car, did damage to the building, but blew himself up, it appears, maybe accidentally. So when we get more information on this, we'll share it with you. I just am another very, I don't know, confused, misled person, kind of anarchist type thinking. He didn't think that you know, people should be brought into the world without their permission.
He just doesn't understand the concepts here going on, I don't believe.
I mean, how do you get permission?
Voices, silence.
History is repeating itself.
I'm shaking my head.
We've got to pay attention.
Opinions, muzzled.
Frustrated and scared.
Angry and demoralized.
Thoughts, erased.
Our kids are being indoctrinated.
Wake up, America.
But not on the sky.
Thank God for the sky.
I just want the right story.
I
want
to thank you so much.
In times like these, we need you.
You let us sound off.
Thank you so much.
And you need the sky.
The sky gives us ammo to change minds.
The News Station. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.